Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Midflight Brawl is brought to you by our good mates at Heaps Normal, independent, non-alcoholic beer, and it's fucking delicious. Get to heapsnormal.com, chuck in duty free as the promo code at checkout, and score yourself some free shipping all around Oz.
Damn straight. You know what I'm looking forward to doing?
Yeah.
Taking a Heaps Normal can to a concert and throwing it at my favourite singer. Still do the damage, none of the cost. No wasting alcohol. Straight in there. It's still a weapon. Don't worry.
Well, you actually sent me a photo the other day. You're on the Heaps Normals out doing a bit of, as you call it, driveway barbecuing.
Oh, yeah. with you. I was out on the driveway. I was spinning a chicken.
Spinning
on the rotisserie.
Spinning a chook, a $30 chook.
Oh, best chook I've ever eaten.
Was it?
We don't eat a lot of meat. Oh, it's superb. Yeah. You have to have one. I could fit two on the rotisserie at a pinch. But, it's good. Good stuff, mate. That and a Heaps Normal. Best meal of the week.
That's how you start a kebab shop, though, when you go, how much meat can I fit on this spinning stick? Then all of a sudden you've sliced 50 of them and fucking packed it all into one log, one chicken log.
It's elephant's leg.
You'll be rapt to know, though, that, you sent that to me and I was at a large multinational supermarket where I just sent a selfie in front of the big chook section. Said, man, I'll get about six for that much.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. Have six bloody tradesmen's handbags for the price of one good chicken.
Whatever you're eating, Heaps Normal, drink that with it. Heapsnormal.com, get on it. They won an award as well. Best non-alcoholic, low-alk beer in Australia at the World Beer Awards. So fucking get that up, yeah.
Rightly so. Tasty stuff.
Yum.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracasses. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty-free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a Scoot flight from the Gold Coast.
At LAX.
Thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
talking to me!
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. How you going, mate?
Mate, well, how am I? In the fucking winner's seat, man. Victoria just clocked the highest number of cases out of any state and territory. Forget Queenslanders with their back against the wall. Fucking third quarter's premiership quarter, mate. That's some AFL speak for you, us banana benders.
Oh, yeah.
You know. The banana, not banana benders.
5 minutes before and after half time for us.
Aerial ping pong. Not banana benders, that's Queensland. Mate, we fucking...
Cockroaches.
We
There's,
did
yeah, something wrong down there. You people can't control yourselves. I've always maintained that.
You must be rapt that you're back in the fucking cop that Victoria seat.
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Because it was looking grim there for you for a bit.
Yeah. Well, I hadn't heard quite enough whinging from the Sectorians this year. But now they're on it.
Yep.
Especially from the entertainment sector. Can't wait to hear more.
Yeah, well, mate, you'll be back up there soon because the big thing for us was apparently grand final parties. And by the way, we're the world champs at lockdown as well. Melbourne, longest amount of time in stay-at-home with stay-at-home orders out of any city in the world. We fucking did it.
Yeah.
But the grand final, AFL grand final apparently set things off and you just had your grand final the other night, so later this week.
Oh, I don't know, man.
I'm sure the Penrith Panthers supporters didn't limit it to their own household.
Oh, I don't know. Sydney people don't really like each other that much. They stay away. They're fine. You'd think with all that lockdown, Victoria would be the least sick of the entire world. But it's almost as if they're not doing what they're fucking told or not doing it properly. I don't know what's happened.
I'll tell you what it has been good for, though. You sent me a message the other day talking about a documentary
that
I had no idea about. I hadn't seen it.
It's unreal.
The King.
I don't think it's new, but yeah, it's The King.
It's a few years old. Not Elvis Presley, by the way. We're talking Ronnie Coleman.
Yeah, one of the best. Well, the best.
Was that six or eight-time Mr. Olympia?
Eight. Yeah, pretty good. They're disgusting, obviously. But it's an excellent doco. Just real insight into the American dream and consumption. I'll tell you what, he's taken about 5 million chickens out of circulation by the look of things. Fucking hell.
He would just go down to Woolies and just lift up the whole fucking thing with the 30 chooks on there, just scan that on the way through.
Yeah.
What do you get? What do you get for all your chooks?
Yeah, wasting all the skin, wings and legs, just straight for the breast. That's it. Breast meat. Like he would have eaten a million chickens if you count just the breast meat that he's eaten. Absolute consumer. Unbelievable. Cripple of a man. Good on him.
He's also, well, he was. I don't know if he still is. I'm only about 20 minutes in, but he's a cop as well. That great American superstar thing of like, I'm going to do this and also be a cop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ours are like, no, I'm a fucking, I've got to be a labourer as well.
Yeah.
Or,
Uber Eats driver.
I work a call centre. Yeah.
But they're like, nah, I'm an action movie star and a sheriff.
Yeah. Side hustle. Cop.
This is my favourite though. There was a clip within the first few minutes of him. They follow him around and because he's a bodybuilder, he's just a huge fucking unit, just constantly sweating.
Yeah.
And there was a domestic disturbance call that he went out to and I think the daughter had hit the mum and he had this to say.
If I hit my mum back, I'd be dead. Why are you crying?
I don't know.
Status arrested.
And now that is in the toy forever for whenever anyone gets marched off the plane.
Status arrested.
Excellent. Yeah. He's done well there.
He's just reading out like an actual, like a movie star. He's reading out like a fucking action movie line. You don't. You just say you've been arrested, not status arrested.
Oh, this is America, mate. They do everything that movies are just real life. Well, I've seen it before. It's exactly like the movies, that whole joint. It's brilliant. He sweats so much. Like he's just in such poor shape. Like just as a human, not as a – he's got heaps of muscles, whatever, but he's just sweating like, fuck, I need my chicken. Like every 5 minutes he needs to eat another chicken or something. So people are asking him if he's all right. He's in really poor shape. Yeah. He's on crutches, obviously.
He had a bunch of surgeries, like back or hip surgeries or something, and he said one surgeon did three bad surgeries on him. Now, I don't want to tell anyone how to live, but I reckon I'd give any surgeon one.
Oh, yeah, not even.
Like, I'm not going back. What, halfway through, you just walk out?
Well, we've all seen those. Yeah, I'm staying awake for this, mate. It's your first time. We've all seen those American documentaries with the dodgy doctors leaving their fucking car keys in a spinal column, that sort of shit. Like, once that happens once, don't go back, Ronnie. But I don't think Ronnie's building rockets in his spare time.
Hold on, Charlie's just, the sun's coming. Oh, thanks, mate. What is that? Oh, thanks, buddy. Thank you. What is that? Oh, cheers, man.
Well, you get snacks brought in, are you?
No, it's just another chook. You heard me say Ronnie Coleman. That's my new code
so
for lunch.
Cooked up a chicken.
I do love Ronnie, though. Just positive spirit, giving the surgeon three cracks at his spine.
Oh, it's the American dream. He's not the only sheriff I've been obsessed with recently.
Mm-hmm.
I spent a bit too much time since we were talking about it looking into the life of Dwayne the Dog Chapman.
Convicted, Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Dog the Bounty Hunter, former bail bondsman, convicted murderer, turned reality TV star.
Oh, truly the dream.
It is the dream.
Is that bondsman to bounty hunter, is that the like middle spot MC to headliner?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's when you branch out on your own, start your own business. Bounty. He's got two of his kids are bounty hunters now. He had his own show called Dogs Most Wanted.
Yeah.
He's father to 12 children to six different wives and counting.
Now, hold on. Are the two bounty hunter kids from the same missus?
I doubt it. I didn't go that far. Okay. I don't know. I doubt it. I don't think he hung around too long.
He's also a fan of some salty racial epithets on the – was that on the phone? Did he leave something on the phone?
I don't know.
He said something a bit grim. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, he's a true American hero, though. He's currently collaborating with the female body inspectors on the case of the missing Brian Laundry against their wishes. You know those old men who direct traffic and no one asks them to? He's like that. So I'll help you out, fellas. No, we're right. Don't worry about it, dog.
Do you reckon Do you reckon there's just a fucking golden phone at the FBI headquarters that rings and they go, it's dog.
The dog.
It's the opposite of the start of Commando when the army chief goes to Schwarzenegger's house and he said, you know, no, I live a quiet life now. And they're like, fuck up, one more job.
Yeah.
He's calling around. Just give us one more job, will you?
Oh, for sure. They've all got a phone, but the handset's shaped like a bone. Oh, it's a dog phone. He's here. The dog, TM, is currently encouraging people to keep calling 1-833-TELL-DOG with tips. The FBI.
Couldn't get an 1800? That's America. There's someone else asking to tell dog.
someone else called dog. Getting people to tell them stuff and they own that 1-800 number or just some squatter opportunist. The FBI is asking the public to contact 1-800-CALL-FBI, so someone else must own 1-800-FBI, with tips concerning Laundry or his late girlfriend, Petito. None of which is funny. It's just a fucking another way for me to insure my laptop.
That story's grim, but those guys, the FBI and dog, they're shit out of luck because I think it's all TikTokers. They're solving it.
Oh, that's how you solve crimes now. Just lonely internet sleuths.
Yeah, but you used to have a bit on it, but that was old, you know, that was nerds with bloody crime, true crime podcast trying to figure it out. Now it's just actual TikTokers.
Yeah.
Going, hey, me and three friends were doing a dance in the woods and we saw this fucking hat. I think it's his. Like they're all just finding bits and pieces
along
the way.
Like every inch of this planet is filmed 24 hours per day. CCTV is defunct. It's just little fuckheads with, you know, murderers in the background of their dance routines. That's how you solve crimes. The police don't have as much spare time.
I don't know why China has that social credit score with like the 2 billion cameras around the joint. Just give everyone a phone. We'll find out.
Done it. Done it. Just tell the youth to go nuts and they will.
So you've been on Murderpedia a bit trying to figure it out. Are you on the case? Is there a...
Oh, I'm not on the case.
1869 Dobbin de Heggie.
No, I'd rather go for your more low profile murders. This one's it's been done. It's been done before. Anyway, mate, we better boot on. Big week.
Let's get into something a bit less grim, plane fights.
All right. So this week we're looking at a classic airline, Air Arran, but they've spelled air incorrectly.
Oh,
and Arran,
on.
For that matter.
Hold on. Can I have a guess?
Yeah, go on.
Is it from the home of my mates? Do we have a bit of AER?
Yeah, we've got AER.
Yeah.
How do you spell Arran then? Hit me with Arran.
Hold on.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
I'm going to go Arran, A-R-O-N.
Oh, no. A-R-A-N-N. Two N's.
Sorry. So, A-R-O-N-N.
No, A-R-A-N-N.
Oh, yeah, I'd never get that.
Arran, right. Well, it's a Gaelic thing, obviously. Air Arran used to operate some of Aer Lingus's regional routes.
There we go. I was going to ask if it's like a Jetstar for Aer Lingus. I thought Ryanair was the grubbiest one.
Aer Lingus's Rex, but it's Aer Lingus always used to get a bit of a laugh. Never had a fatality, Air Arran. So good on them. Four good old boys. Started in 1970.
And how long did it fly for?
1970 to about 2014.
Yeah, fair effort.
Very good effort. Four boys started it. Cohen, Codd, Langan and Hernan. Sounds like a fucking razor gang.
Hold on. What a crew. Who was it again? Can I get those names again? Sorry, there was a Codd in there. Am I wrong?
Cohen, Codd, Langan, and Hernan. Didn't even bother with the first names.
And is that They're probably different. You're just reading them as they're spelt. That's probably Craig, Derek, Steve, and Tim. It's just got that fucking Gaelic spelling on it. Who knows?
They started out servicing the Aran Islands and branched out to a few other regional destinations. But in the end, the busy undercurrent of rampant, difficult for most of us to understand, greedy takeover manoeuvres and corporate malfeasance saw Air Aran change its name to Stobart Air in 2014.
I've flown Stobart Air before.
Have you just?
Yeah.
Well, you've flown Air Aran planes.
Fuck. Had no idea. Would have skipped that.
Yeah. Even that, though, wasn't enough to see it not go under in 2021. I reckon we should buy a plane post-COVID. There are going to be so many empty ones sitting around.
Let me get on real quick. The place to buy a plane, if you want it cheap, Gumtree. So I've clicked on Gumtree. I just want to check for plane. Now
I don't want a little one. We're not getting a prop plane.
Oh.
Like a big one. I want to make a bar out of it.
On a previous episode. Oh, no, that was
Gravitron.
Right. Yeah. Well, God, I should have just gone with, if you want a car, go to car sales. Plane sales. What do we got? Aircraft type. You want a commuter turboprop? They don't have any airliners or a business jet. What are we looking
for? I reckon.
Yeah, business jet. Let's just have a squiz. Planesales.com.au. If you want a plane. Oh, fucking ripper. We've got a 2006 Learjet 45, and that's 2.9 mil. So,
okay, well, a bit much. It's only got to make one flight to someone's property, put it next to the Gravitron, make a bar out of it.
I was going to say, would you rather that 2006 Learjet or a studio apartment in Bondi? It's up to you. I'd rather fly, personally.
You'd only be flying once. That's an expensive. That's a space flight prices.
Well, the Patreon at the minute, we're nearing 400. It's going to have to go up a bit until we can get ourselves a Learjet. But
all right. Well,
just so everybody knows, just so everybody knows, as soon as we hit it, that's exactly what we're doing with the cash.
Haven't taken a cent out just based on this theory. Just leave it there till we're 100. We'll get a Learjet.
Fly to Shannon.
So
die in court. The end.
So if you can cast your mind back, if you think, to August 14, 2004. And there's two lads, two heroes, Shane O'Flynn and James Graham, one from Cork, one from Dublin. And I'm sort of
beautiful.
I'm unsure if his given name is Shane or Shano.
Yeah.
Not sure.
Why? Is
there an O on it? His name. First name was Shano. What's that?
Is there an O on the end?
Well, his name's Shane O'Flynn, but it could be Shano.
Oh, okay.
Flynn.
Just got to move apostrophe over one letter. Yeah.
Yeah. When I was in New Zealand, there's a film being filmed in the area where I was for the winter, and Kiefer Sutherland was there. There's some Irish dudes I was hanging out with. And Kiefer turned up at the bar a few times and played pool with us and stuff. And he
certainly. Oh, hold on, you played pool with him?
Yeah, he's only a little fella.
He loves a bevy, doesn't he?
Oh yeah, he was pretty pissed. But they thought his name was Keith O'Sullivan.
Oh great!
They're just calling him Keith. Yeah. In their defence, Kiefer is a bit stupid.
Yeah.
So Keith sounds more realistic.
And he's little, so who cares? Call him whatever you want. K-Train. Yeah. Oi, K-Dog, you're up.
He's a very good actor, Kiefer. I thought, like, from his characters in Stand By Me and Few Good Men and stuff, he'd be quite scary. I don't know what I thought, but, you know, obviously it's acting. He's only a little fella. He's very friendly. I had a broken arm at the time. And he touched my arm and he was so apologetic. Like he brushed past me in the bar and he's like, oh man, I'm so sorry. Like I was going to bash him. I thought, oh well, I'm here now. Might as well bash him.
I love nice bit of rehab. I'm sure the physio told you to do, which was get maggot overseas and play pool.
I was playing one hand. I could still hold the spider. You know, that cheek stick?
Oh, yeah.
Hold that one. Yeah, fine. So Shane-o and James are on the plane, right? And it's getting ready for takeoff. And they are absolutely maggot. I mean, it is already 2:30 p.m., so fair enough.
Why? We don't, man. It's two Irish blokes on a plane. Why don't you say they were breathing and their hearts were beating?
Yeah.
And their fingernails were slowly growing. Just mention other things that we already know are happening.
They were combing their hair. Good old Tony Madden, the aircraft dispatcher, originally just let them on the plane, even though he noticed that they were drunk. Like you say, if you kicked every paddy who was drunk off a plane, there'd be just empty planes everywhere cruising over the Emerald Isle skies. Aircraft dispatcher, this is something I didn't know much about. You might know like what they get up to. They're involved in the pre-planning of a flight to ensure maximum safety. So have what? A little squiz.
Hold on. What, like the mechanics or the engineers?
No, it's a dispatcher. It just seems to be some middleman who's always in contact with a pilot. They're equally liable legally for fuck-ups. Oh, wow. So they have to – they don't do – and I don't know. Maybe they turn it over. Maybe they turn the key.
Yeah.
They do things like, safe warning of adverse conditions, advising on load weights, weather reports, spoon-feeding various other elements of flying to pilots.
I was going to say, is it just, like if I let my kid help me at the shops? Is it a bit?
Pretty much. It's taking you. It's taking your toddler to the dump. Letting them say brum brum in the fucking car with no keys in it while you do the work. That sort of shit. Yeah.
Go on, buddy. You give the. Yeah, you give him the letters. You give him the bills at the post office. Yeah. I'll pay him. Yeah. He stands on his tippy toes and
no,
puts
hand
it over.
Yeah. Heroes who monitor flights before and during on a minimum wage. I had a sticky beak. They make about 50K, so not much in the scheme of things. I reckon if you owned a dog wash trailer, you'd make more than that.
Oh, like, man, you just need one. You just need the best knockout on a UFC card, and that's your bonus, 50K.
Oh, yeah, that's a bit different. It requires getting shit kicked out of you and showing some form of training.
They're working at an Irish airport. Could happen to them too.
Yeah, could do. Pretty much any job. Wow. You work hard enough in any job, you could probably make 50 grand.
Yeah, definitely. Like full time.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Used to sound like a lot of money to me. It's nothing. Fuck.
Oh, man.
Nothing about what I get.
Now, mate, it all just sounds like failed states. How much shit's worth here? Pay $17 for a smoothie. An apartment's $1 million. Who fucking knows what's what?
Yeah. Be like Zimbabwe soon, just getting around with wheelbarrows full of cash.
Go get some bread.
Loaf of bread, yeah. Fucking. That'd be $1 million. Fuck. All right. You know, those pricks that go to a border and yell out, I'm a millionaire when they get some foreign currency.
Oh,
yeah. Bit like that. Anyway.
I told you, though, that's what'll get you in the States. Wake up in the morning, you go, fuck, my wallet's fat. Somehow I've made money on this night out, and it's all ones. You go, shit. Yeah. Thought I was fucking loaded. Thought I drank myself rich.
Could have done. Shane O'Flynn, off the pair, I think Shane O was afflicted with a larger portion of larrikinism. He's he saw someone on the flight with an Arab appearance, so he joked at volume that they were a member of Al-Qaeda. And would blow up the aircraft. I mean, it is 2004, so Shane O probably just found out about 9/11. Never forget. So Tony Madden, the aircraft dispatcher, he's seen this, and he rethought his decision and said, actually, fellas, you are too pissed. Get off the plane. We're not leaving until you're out of here. And the lad said, well, we don't think so. We're on, and we're staying on.
I assume an aircraft dispatcher in Ireland, it's a bit like playing that whack-a-mole at like a fair. Just going, oi, fucking pipe down, oi.
Yeah.
Can't say that, mate. Put your fucking shirt on. Wear your shoes, cunt. Clean your spew up.
You can't just tell by the haircuts because you kick 75% of blokes off.
They've got the same range of haircuts that are allowed in North Korea, but they have the option to have more. But for some reason, they limit it to about three.
Oh, yeah. At the barber, there's like one picture on the wall. I go, what do you want? Do you want it like that? No. Well, sorry. It's the only one I know.
I love it. There's a barber near my house that for some reason just has like, I reckon, 80 different haircut photos on the wall. And there's no way. Yeah. It's not like a takeaway joint. I can't go in and go, hey, man, can I have the braids? Can I have the – he couldn't do that. Give me a 76. He'd be fucked.
You see those ones on the wall. You look at these guys. That's a model with thick, curly hair on top and fucking something else going on. I'll have that, will I? Don't think so. Just fucking do it. Do a generic one. I've got to get out of here. So Captain Carl Murphy – not to be confused, obviously, with Captain Carl Murphy, a Jesus enthusiast pilot from Delta Airlines, who tragically died last year, aged 80. Oh, RIP, Florida what? Carl Murphy. Good night, sweet prince, etc. Oh,
yeah. Not that one?
Nah. Oh. Delta Carl Murphy, he just conked out. Wasn't COVID, although COVID probably claimed another victory there just for something to do. This Air Aaron Carl Murphy left the cockpit, came to have a word with the two lads. Didn't get the transcript. It was incomprehensible to the rest of us, obviously. But the boys seemed to understand.
I assume it's in scroll format.
Them on board. Oh, yeah.
It's not typed
that
out.
That oldie worldie letter set. Yeah. The tattoo font.
Also, I know bloody, what's his name? Shano. I know Shano just learned about 9/11, but surely the pilot got the don't leave the cockpit memo.
Well, he hadn't turned it over yet.
That's like if I was outside a pub and then somebody said there's two blokes fighting in there and I went, I'll go and sort it out. Nah, I'll just stay outside the pub.
Yeah.
Let whoever's in there deal with it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's why you'll never wear a uniform.
Yeah.
Well, because you've got a sense of duty. People see epaulettes and they somehow behave.
But also it's like whatever the person on board is doing, it's past the point where seeing somebody in a senior position will turn them around, you know? It's like if you're halfway through taking a shit on the street. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll just pinch it off here and walk.
It's authority. Yeah. I mean, if you're halfway through a turd, you might as well just finish, even if there's three cops around you by the time. You've got nothing to lose by just finishing.
Yeah. There's no half a shit, you know, slap on the wrist.
No.
See you later.
No.
He duff all the time, Your Honour. Yeah.
Yeah. The boys seem to understand him, though, that the plane's not going to leave with them on board. So they got out of their seats. And they went to the back of the plane, refusing to leave, which is, well, it's one-way street, isn't it? And then they demanded a refund. That's when Shano said to Captain Murphy, I'm going to find out where you live and set your kids on fire. What specific?
Fucking man. Woo! Jesus Christ.
And he's
fucking handed up there.
Oh, for sure. Straight in. Quite specific, that, isn't it? Follow that up with a punch to the pilot's face. So closely followed by a golly right on the pilot's recently broken nose. So. As for crimes in Ireland, like smashing a fist into a pilot's face and then spitting on him when you get told you're drunk, something you should already know, given that you're awake, not that bad. like in a traditional sense for there. But while we're down here, though, like I had a look, record keeping in Ireland is not really up to scratch. The last bloke to appear on Murderpedia for Ireland was 1927. So
fuck off.
A few women have murdered since then. But
no blokes.
1927. Yeah.
Last They've murder in Ireland. They've
obviously erased them. Yeah, it's not, clearly. There's a few women as late as 2011.
Something fun.
Yeah, they called it something else. Yeah. There's a Gaelic name for murder. It'll be in that. It'll have its own pedia. It's not enough room in Murderpedia. Yeah, a bunch of women. One as late as 2011. Yeah. Patrick.
It's M A E R R D U I R or something.
A-G-H on the end. If I were to believe the internet, though, it has no reason to lie. Blokes are simply just not murdering in Ireland anymore. Murderpedia basically needs a fucking update. I know just the man for it. If you want to know, though, the last Murderpedia entry from air, it's Catherine O'Connor from 2011. And she sports a swastika tattoo on her left cheek, which is pretty much
guilty.
Guilty is. As soon as you walk in the courtroom there, depending on which side of the jury you're sitting on, I mean, time and again, we've just seen how shallow people are. Simple swastika tattoo on the face really brings out the worst in our society. We're all quite hasty to judge someone on appearances then, aren't we? She might have been one of those people who got the tat, like thinking it meant something else. Like it could be quite innocent and lovely.
Who did that recently? Didn't get the tat, but was it Pete Evans? I think put up some post with the swastika, and it's like, no, it's a Buddhist high five or something. It was something that you go, come on.
Yeah, it's a symbol of love from some other culture, maybe Egyptian, yeah. I don't know. But yeah, there was a dude I worked with a few years ago who's on a building site briefly, and he had a swastika ring. Him and all his mates had them. I was like, what the fuck is that? And this thing, he goes, this is from my grandma. It means love. So it doesn't anymore. Like, you might want to rethink that.
It's like
you're doing an extension for a Jew too.
A Facebook memory pop up from about 9 years ago on tour in Queensland, and I was with a comedian, Ray Badron. We're holding each other's heads up like this, and we're out the front of the town. It says, "Welcome to ISIS." It's like that's a town in need of a name change.
You got a bit of blowback for that, didn't you? Or not?
No, I don't think so. There was like an Egyptian. Is it an Egyptian god, ISIS?
Yeah, it's fine. Absolutely fine. But once it gets commandeered to a point, you think, actually, it's not fine anymore.
How's this Isis, daughter of the earth god Jeb and the sky goddess Nut? So,
right.
Wow.
Makes you think, doesn't it? Oh, well. It's like those people who do the, like the pile of sticks, calling that faggots.
Oh,
you can get pork faggots, stuff like that. Like those people pushing the point, going, no, it's fine. It's this. Yeah, well, it's been commandeered, mate. Don't worry about it. And the other one in a wood pile. Can't be saying that. So, I mean, she's probably, if we just sit there thinking, oh, swastika on the cheek. Yeah, she's probably the kind of woman who'd happily strangle two men in quick succession with the help of another drug addict and laugh like a hyena as she threw one off her balcony before retiring to the couch for a nap with blood all over her hands and feet. The eventual murder weapon was a Manchester United coffee mug that smashed itself all over the victim's head, resting right near Catherine as she slept. So that's what we all think immediately, isn't it?
A Manchester United cup, as soon as it leaves the shop, is off to something bad.
Oh, should be straight in an evidence locker.
Just tag him. Just tag him like Crocs.
Yeah. The victim, one of her two victims, was an out-of-work labourer. You don't get too much more out of work than that, do you?
Yeah. I thought labourer was for when you're out of work.
Yeah, I know. It's mad. That's the most out of work you can be. I like the realism, though. Most people say, oh, they're out of work actors or some shit. I'm an out of work model. Yeah. Are you, fuckhead? Yeah. So am I in that case. I think you're fine. We all are. Out of work labourer. That is fucking rock bottom. Makes you think, doesn't it?
Wow.
Anyway. But it was another case of innocent until proven swastika face.
Sorry, guys. I'm an unemployed Uber driver. All right.
Yeah.
I think you'll find us there if you want it, mate.
As it turned out with Catherine, it wasn't her nor her boyfriend at the time, Chippy Grazavu. It was, you know who killed these blokes? I'll tell you.
Fuck, don't tell me.
It was four bottles of vodka.
Hold on. Do I need this? I think I need this.
Yes.
Yep.
Sedatives. Painkillers and magic mushrooms.
More kidding!
All the that Irish stuff breakfast. That stuff should be sharing a four berth cell. Throw away the key. The Man United coffee mug can't remain blameless either. That should be in jail.
It's such a weird mix too. Magic mushrooms and vodka. That's two people two things with very different outcomes. You've got to, I always say, pick a lane, you know.
Well, plus sedatives and painkillers, and they have similar stuff. You do it, take all this stuff, it just cancels each other out. Like every now and then you're just normal during that day.
Yeah. Like a speedball of people that, you know, go from that. I think your Belushis and your Farleys, and they go, heroin's
what's
a downer. Heroin and cocaine combined.
Just cancel each other out.
Well, they don't. Tend to cancel the recipients, I think.
What's a speedball? Is that the one they put up their bum?
No, I think it's just a combination of those two things.
Oh, okay. Beg your pardon. I need some educating on this stuff. If I want to get into it, and I'll do at some stage, I want to get into, you know, heroin, whatever comes after heroin. I don't know. So after the lads have done the 1-2 punch spit combo, they've run off the plane. And Tony Madden, aircraft dispatcher, this wasn't in his job description, but he was hot on their heels, yelling for them to stop. Shano, the older of the two boys, so obviously he was more mature and in charge of stuff. He's just concocting a plan on the fly. And while running away from someone,
I was going to say this is not thought out. That that spit punch, that was not step 7 of their master plan. No.
Absolutely not. It's hard to do sober. I just think, what do I do now on the fly? Not long to do it. I've had to do it. It's hard work. The boys were running towards another plane. I don't know what they had in mind there. Like charm their way onto some empty seats, hijack it. Who fucking knows?
Fake mustache and glasses will be right.
Yeah. Sit
down. And when that one takes off, just get out and jump out the wheel well, commando style.
Yeah. It's pretty good. That Tony caught up to him though. And when he did, Shane knocked him to the ground. In for a penny, Shano. Bash one official. What's another?
Mate, again, it's the shitting on the footpath. Just get it done.
Might as well, yeah.
Don't punch that's one and then just lay down for the next one. Keep going.
Oh, for sure. Nothing to lose. Like, you're in there, you might as well. That's what, you know, people are the most dangerous. People like Shano back up against the wall. The fallout from this, they got mobbed, obviously, by officials and dragged off. The fallout was that they both got charged with assault. Causing harm. So
that makes sense.
Sounds quite vague, but obviously it's correct. Shano said to the guard eye, he said, the pilot was in my face. What would you do if someone was in your face? Which depends on whether or not they have a fucking uniform on, Shano.
By the way, true tip rat, don't use the term confront. I was confronted. Yep. They were in me fucking face, mate.
Yeah.
Not I was confronted by. Never good. You never hear he got in his face, said by a lawyer.
Oh, for sure. Someone in my face. I've never – people who say that, they've never taken a very short trip down memory lane to wonder what caused that. So, Shane, he ended up – he got refused legal aid and couldn't pay for legals because he'd been unemployed for 8 months himself. So, still somehow getting maggot and heading to beautiful Cork. Maybe his community got behind him and funded his trip. Shane was an apprentice electrician, so not much cash. Here, no cash. While we're here too, like drunk tradesmen, all well and good. Most of us have operated heavy machinery while hungover.
You've surely worked with a bunch over the years. Oh, you may have even been one.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been one. When there's electricity involved, though, I'd pull my head in. That's terrifying. Oh, there's no way. Even hungover, you don't want to be crawling through a roof with wires and shit. Bad time. So, yeah, he's James Graham, the other lad. He was a student. So don't know what he was studying, but they delayed his court appearance because he had exams coming up. So I don't know. I don't know. You don't often see the apprentice electrician student combo getting round as mates. Doesn't happen too often. Seems, though, that even the Irish have their limits because no one wanted to represent Shano.
Getting knocked back for legal aid that's incredible. Yeah. That's the whole job of legal aid.
I know. Take this unwinnable case. He clearly did it. Nah, sorry. Sometimes, rarely, a lawyer will have a moral crisis and just say they're not defending someone who's very clearly guilty. Usually.
You reckon that's what happened with the lawyer? Didn't even hear the charges? What's the client's name? Shana? Nah.
Yeah.
Can't help him. No, can't help him. I don't know, no punched or why.
No. Yeah. Usually for the law, some cold hard cash puts their minds at ease, so you've got to go private. But every now and then there'll be a mass murderer whose defence just says, nah, sorry, not doing it. I'm going to get a different job from now on. Probably the go-to prototype failure job, pumping gas.
But surely the mass murderer, the lawyer for a mass murderer, surely that's like the corporate gig for a comedian where you go, there's no fucking way I'm winning this, but let's get the coin.
I'll take the money.
Yeah.
It's slightly different scale. Bit more on the line for theirs, although, you know, it feels like it. Same sort of thing. They don't know what it's like to have to take a few grand to fucking get universally hated by hundreds of people. So Shane, he's gotten on the front foot here, and he's written letters of apology to everyone who was hurt. He's also said to have good employment prospects and no previous offences. He was otherwise of good character. So the whole thing, to me, sounds suspiciously like a brain snap, just a good old-fashioned Aussie brain snap, rugby league style, good bloke.
I wonder, senseless. Surely they've got that over there, the brain snap defence, or is that something that, you know, maybe it's like the Hills Hoist, you know, we've got Hills Hoist black box and we also invented the brain snap.
I think brain snap did start here. Like I haven't researched it, but I'm fairly sure the brain snap is exclusively Australian. It's transcending what a contribution. Americanism. Oh, yeah. Senseless and unprovoked violence just has its own mind, usually. It's just in the air somewhere searching for a vessel or a host like Shano.
It's like COVID. Didn't even know.
Yeah.
Did all same the right stuff.
Just looking for a host. Like, nothing is anyone's fault.
It just snuck its way into my 7 Guinness pints somehow.
Yeah. Something wrong with those. Ended up fucking bashing people. Three different news articles state three different addresses for Shane O'Flynn. They're probably all correct. I don't know.
Why are they putting up his address?
I don't know.
Surely not full address. That's a bit rough.
A lot of these A lot of these ones, though, it's British and Irish. A lot of the articles say of such and such street. They say street and suburb. They don't say the number.
Wow.
You can usually, I go on Google Maps sometimes and check it out. You can pick their fucking house.
On Street View? Hold on, there's a car with no wheels. Shano.
Yeah, you go Street View. Some of them are hard to tell because every house has a fucking car on bricks and, you know, kids running around with their fuzzy faces. Captain Carl Murphy, he received a broken nose, yes, but he was most shocked at the threats to his family. Like setting fire to children, that's drastic in anyone's language. So Carl, he took 2 weeks off, which sounds about right to me. Some people would milk that for a lot longer, a broken nose and some stress. I quite like Carl. He returned to work after 2 weeks and started flying again, whatever. Then not too long after, he started instructing on probably how to take a punch as well as flying. And not too long after that, he's moved jobs to become CityJet Western Europe Regional Base Captain on
nice
75k euro per year for that job. Fuck, I reckon bus drivers taking all the available overtime shifts might get nearly that.
Jesus, hold on,
but you do.
So 75k euro to be a pilot.
Yep,
like a head CityJet pilot at a hub.
Yeah, regional base captain. You do get, on top of that, you get 38 euros per sector per diem or 70 euros for an overnighter. Doesn't seem like much to me. Ah. Like, I know all the plum jobs are the legacy carriers, your One World Alliances, et cetera, but that seems fucking low for like, you're still piloting. You're still getting your nose punched in every now and then.
That's why I think people want to take those Etihad and Emirates ones. Because you've got to turn a blind eye to some stuff there, but it is tax-free and it's a shitload.
Oh, pilots, they get paid more for the
for
the Middle Eastern ones.
Yeah.
What are you turning a blind eye to? Corporate malfeasance.
Just how the airport was built.
Oh, okay.
Don't know if there's a lot of union reps getting around.
there's just skulls holding up some walls and stuff. Yeah.
Not hearing a lot of overtime when it comes to who built the thing.
Yeah. I've been looking into pay for various things, and it's a little wonder everyone hates real estate agents. Like, with next to zero training or skills, you can earn more than a pilot in your first year just by being fucking dishonest.
Yeah, but how many haircuts do pilots have to get a week? You know?
Yeah.
Gotta think about that.
You couldn't tell me that's more than about 50, but they just charge that back. They'll whack that on the bill when they're selling someone's house. Carl.
That's where my bond money goes every time.
Oh, for sure. That's your haircuts.
Cleaning fees. Cleaning and maintenance is actually just his fucking haircut.
Anything you don't understand on your bill from real estate agent, it's just fucking haircuts. makes you think, doesn't it? Carl stayed at CityJet for a long time, but left that job in August 2020, 6 full months after COVID was invented. Whatever Ireland's JobKeeper scheme was, must have been canned in August 2020. Big business over there, they would have done the same as here. I'll just hold on to it till you can't anymore and then just fucking sack everyone. Universal capitalism, isn't it? Even if they're cute and Irish.
I think Dublin do all right because it's a low corporate tax rate country. So there's a lot of big headquarters for shit over there. But it means less money in the government till when that shit hits.
Yeah, right. Well, hopefully all the big companies chipped in and helped the battlers out. That'll be what's happened, I imagine.
Smartest move there would just put like a GST on fucking Conor McGregor merch, you'd be all right.
Oh, yeah. Anyone in a shiny shirt has to pay fucking extra money. Make the poor boys pay more for their fucking stupid haircuts and their shiny size S shirts.
That's where we've got to go, by the way, the Black Forge. It's open. His pub in Dublin.
Is that the one where he bashed the old man?
Yeah, and then bought the pub and then barred the old bloke from it.
Yeah. What a great guy.
A lot of cocktails involving his proper 12 Irish whiskey.
Oh, really? Has he put out a book of how to make cocktails with that fucking petrol?
No, but he's always sharing stuff on Insta of the different drinks and everything. I think he had a – did we talk about it? He had a tournament. He had a tournament, like vote for your best cocktail combinations using proper 12. And towards the end, it legitimately got to proper 12 and Coke.
Brilliant. That was the winner, was it?
I was up there. I think it was top three, if not the winner.
Proper 12 and whatever takes all the taste out of proper 12. Fucking hell. The two boys have they pleaded guilty and made bail. People say pled now for the past tense of plead. What's the verdict there? Both are acceptable somehow, but that just means if you say something long enough, it becomes a fucking word the American way. I know that you have difficulty taking an internet pundit seriously when they have spaces before commas.
Mm.
That's your thing, isn't it? My current one is, well, it's a couple, obviously, but the word apart, as in I got vaccinated, everyone, because being a part of the solution makes me feel less insignificant.
Yeah.
But they just join up, and part, and chuck that in there, not realizing it's pretty much the opposite. And fucking annoying. The other one, of course, is thinking every word ending in S gets an apostrophe. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Anyway, the lads have moved on with their lives and left Captain Carl Murphy with a ripper dinner party yarn forever. Don't know if he thanked them. I can't find either of them. There's no photos to go with the stories. Right. That's how long ago it is. And there are a shitload.
Oh, yeah. You can't look up that name.
Oh, Shane O'Flynn. That's heaps. In Ireland.
Yeah. That's a Tim Smith. Good luck.
Oh, it's impossible to distinguish, too. Like, they'd be around about mid-30s now. You don't. That's 20 to 50 in Ireland. Their photos with their mates in pubs, they're all the same. I looked up all the Shane O'Flynns there are. They're all the same. Could be any pub, could be any bloke. They all like football. They all wear shiny jerseys. They all have Irish fucking haircuts. Whoever.
What a just beautiful another classic, story.
Generic fucking love story. Oh, here we are.
Well, that brings us to the end of another episode of Mid-Flight Brawl. We're just leaving on some no copyright infringement Irish music.
Diddly I.
Otherwise known as Irish music. I don't mind it. Gets me into the spirit, into the swing of things. Get me up and about. About to start holding my hands in front of me like the Notre Dame logo. Let's get it done.
I feel like jumping up and just getting really busy legs, dancing, doing nothing with my arms.
Thanks for listening in. Whoa, it's fucking ramped up here. Thanks for listening to Mid-Flight Brawl. Get around us on Patreon, patreon.com/midflightbrawl. Instagram.com/midflightbrawl. Send us an email, midflightbrawlpod@gmail.com. We appreciate it all. Anything coming up, Heggy?
Absolutely nothing. Just fucking nothing. Hoping kids go back to school so I can get busy again. But nah, just this. Listen to this. Don't our do anything grim, else.
Our grim upcoming gig prospects. It's a real juxtaposition with this music. Doesn't quite fit. I'm also doing nothing. We'll see you next week.
Enjoy.
Bye.
See you, mate. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's Mid-Flight Brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Hold up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.